Amazing selection and reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Today's episode is being dropped on the second day of June 2021, Lou Gehrig Day. And I'm going to be shining a light on two aspects of the legend of Lou Gehrig that may be apocryphal. I'm not trying to take away from his greatness, nor the urgency for ALS research. I'm also going to be talking about urgency amongst teams in the National League and why some teams in the American League should not be panicking. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Odyssey app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcasts Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. And hey, check out Locked On Yankees with Stacey Gotsulia. She's really been killing it. The episodes she's been doing recently have been really terrific. You can follow our show on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Recording this one a little bit later. Some games have already started on Wednesday. In fact, one game has already ended, and several have already been postponed. The Indians and the White Sox in a critical game has been postponed, as has the Reds and the Phillies, a less critical game. The Cubs swept the Padres. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And right now, as I'm recording this, the Mets and the Diamondbacks are tied in the eighth inning. But yesterday, the Yankees won in a wild walk-off game against Tampa Bay, and it really looked like a game that the Yankees were going to lose. They had several chances to win that game, and they seemed to blow every chance. The Rays got off to a fast start, but the Yankees wound up winning the game on a Clint Frazier home run. Now, the Rays and the Yankees have not played yet today, but it's pretty much an even match. It looks like it's going to be a bullpen day for Tampa, and it's going to be Montgomery, who's pitched pretty well recently for New York, and tomorrow is Gerrit Cole. So there's a really, really good chance the Yankees are going to, a worst-case scenario, split the series with Tampa Bay. And going into this with the Rays on this unbelievable winning streak and the Yankees stumbling and bumbling, especially after the sweep in Detroit, I think anybody in their cow would have taken a split of a four-game series with Tampa Bay. Now, recently, the Red Sox had a very, very fast winning streak, but now they've lost two in a row to Houston. The White Sox seemed unbeatable a few weeks ago, and then they got swept by the Yankees. They lost their last two, allowing the Indians and, yes, Kansas City to creep back in. By the way, Kansas City is back over 500. Remember, they started off as the best team in baseball. Then they fell below 500, all within 1 month. The A's looked like they were playing on a different planet. The Mariners went on a big winning streak. Then the A's dropped 6 out of 10 games. The Mariners climbed back into contention, but then the A's beat up on the Mariners. Here's a point I'm making. The American League, and I've said this a lot, but it is going to be ebbs and it is also going to be flows. There's going to be some days Toronto is going to look like a legitimate World Series contender with Vladdy Jr. hoping to match his father's MVP. And there's someday Toronto is going to look like they should be playing in Buffalo and Dunedin because they're minor leaguers. The Seattle Mariners sometimes have looked fantastic and sometimes have looked like, oh my God, should they fire their manager? I've already talked about the Jekyll and Hyde Kansas City Royals. All of these teams have ebbs and they also have flows. And that includes Tampa Bay, who were a 500 team just a few weeks ago. I know some Yankee fans were really getting upset when their team was stumbled their way through a dreadful series in Detroit. But they're playing well, at least in the game yesterday against Tampa. So everyone in the American League has to understand that this is what the season is going to be like. It's the exact thing I predicted at the beginning of the year. There is no super team. No team is going to pick up their division and tuck it in their arm and run. There's going to be ebbs and flows. And when I said that no team is going to top 90, 91 games, I'm seeing no evidence that that's wrong. And so everyone's got to relax. Now, if you're Baltimore, guess what? You're toast. If you're Detroit, unless you're playing the Yankees, it's not going to be pretty. If you're going to be Texas, well, you may have to start thinking about next year. If you're the Angels, it is a criminal sin that their Trout's injured. Okay, fine. But they're not putting a quality product on the field. There's a lot of teams with injuries. Talk to the Yankees. They have their share of injuries right now. Talk to the White Sox. They lost some key hitters. And so everyone's just got to relax. Nobody can get too high. No one can get too low. If you're on a winning streak, just nod your head and know you're going to go 3-7 pretty soon. If you stumble out of the gate, know you're going to go on a run where you look unstoppable. Just 2 weeks ago, the Yankees looked like, oh my God, they better start their parade. Remember when their pitching was throwing like nobody's business, including the Kluber no-hitter? And they swept Chicago? And now they stumbled their way through it? Everyone has to relax. I know it's been a couple of years since we've had a 162-game season, so maybe you forgot. Last year, when they played as many games as they played now, that was the end of the season, and there was reason to panic. Now, look, we are in the second third of the season, so if you are truly terrible, you got to think about selling. But everybody relax, because of the teams that are the legit contenders now, Tampa, Boston, New York, Toronto, Chicago, Cleveland, Oakland, Houston, and on the fringes, Kansas City and Seattle. Everyone, and Toronto. Did I say Toronto? I can't remember. Every one of those teams can beat any other team in that list. There is no favorite. So everyone, calm down. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. There's the middle third of the season is going to be there to decide what you need to fill in the cracks. And basically, you shouldn't panic until September. Because I'm positive, even if you're a bunch of games behind in August, you'll be able to catch up. I saw Yankee fans borderline panicking, wanting to fire Boone. Well, maybe they should. But you need to relax. But it's a different story in the National League East and Central. There you should be panicking a little bit. And let me tell you. The way the playoffs are set up now is, look, at for the most part, it works. Every once in a while, you're going to get a fluke. And this year, we might be getting the kind of fluke we had in 2015. As of right now, the Giants are in first place. And the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres would be the two wildcard teams. And the Giants have the best record in the National League. Now, I don't think the Giants are going to stay there. But we saw the Padres get swept. We've seen the Dodgers play up and down. The Giants are sticking around a lot longer than I thought they were going to. But I think it's safe to say that the two wildcard teams are going to come out from the National League West. Some combination of San Francisco, San Diego, or Los Angeles are going to be the wildcard teams. And one of those teams will probably be the division champs, unless some team rises from the depths in the Centrals. I don't see it happening so far in the East. Because of that, the wrinkle is two of the best three teams in the National League will be eliminated by the end of the division series, which means if you win the National League East or the National League Central, you have a pretty easy road to the league championship series. If you win the East or the Central, you do not have to go through San Diego, Los Angeles, or San Francisco to get to the NLCS, which means for the teams that are contending for those division titles to give that fan base hope, but more importantly, to have that tidal wave of excitement that comes about when a team is in the postseason and going deep, then this is a must-win situation. If you're the Mets right now, and the Mets are currently tied with Arizona in the ninth inning, you've got to be grabbing every single win you can. If you are the struggling Braves, Phillies, and Marlins, you've got to pull the ripcord on every single trade possible. It's funny, the Nationals just put Steven Strasburg on the disabled list and are probably going to wind up trading Scherzer and maybe even John Lester. They're only six games out. They are only six games out of first place, but they're probably in their best interest to trade some players off, because I don't think this was a situation like they had in 2019 where they turned it around. Atlanta was the team who was supposed to win this division handily. They're 3.5 back. They are six back in the loss column of the Mets right now. If you are the Mets right now, take a look. Do you need bullpen help? Do you need another bat? What is it you need? Fill that hole as fast as you can. Call the Rockies. Call the Pirates. Call the Reds. Call the Arizona Diamondbacks. Call the Nats. Who cares if it's an interdivision trade? It doesn't matter. Make the deal, because you may never get a path like this again. The Mets, when they went to the World Series in 2015, got there with the help of this kind of schedule stacked in their favor. When the Pirates and the Cubs and the Cardinals were the three best teams in baseball, but all in the same division. And they were able to avoid those teams until the league championship series. That means for the East and the Central, it would essentially only take one upset to make it all the way to the World Series and have that generational moment for a fan. Which brings us to the team that just swept the San Diego Padres, and that is the Cubs. Now, I know I've talked about this a lot, and I'm fascinated by this, and we're going to talk about this in greater detail. The Cubs went into this year hoping to rebuild. And when they stumbled, they had got off to a bad start. They probably would start selling right away. But here they are in first place by themselves. They just swept one of the best teams in baseball. And the way it's set up right now, they would have home field advantage in the division series. And imagine if the wild card team winds up upsetting the National League West champion. They could have home field advantage in the division series and the league championship series. This is an opportunity for the Cubs to win and maybe even go all the way to the damn World Series. Now, of course, with all the teams struggling for contention in the American League and such a premium on wanting to get into the postseason, especially the NL East and the NL Central, with their trade chips, they would be able to put together a farm system that could win two or three times. But they could win now, and the path is there now. And I'm telling you, it is really one of the most fascinating turns of event of a team that clearly went in with one strategy. They would never have let John Lester and Yu Darvish skedaddle if they thought that this was a chance to contend this year. But here we are. Not only are they contending, they're in front in June. If the Dodgers win tonight at home with Walker Buehler pitching, then they will be up a game and a half going into the third day of June. This is the type of thing you think about for a contending squad, and this for a team that was trying to rebuild. And you know what? Look it. You want to buy high, you want to sell low. I guess that's not how you do things. You want to buy low and sell high. I guess that's what it is. But as it stands right now, the Cubs could sell incredibly high, but they're already at where everyone else wants to be. And if you want to be making some trades, I recommend heading over to Sports Trade. That's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. Sports Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robin Hood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares for their favorite teams, just like real stocks. And they added baseball to the platform. So check it out today. Making money with Sports Trade is simple, as players' values rise and fall based on two factors. Their statistical performance, of which points are put on based on their value, and of course, supply and demand. When you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with a huge upside, or grab the blue chip vet who's always a solid supporter. Instantly buy and sell as many shares and as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sportstrade.com, watch the How It Works video, then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sportstrade.com. Discover the fun, exciting, profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in the game with sportstrade.com. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On MLB listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, $1. Go to FullyLoadedChew.com. Use promo code Locked On. Just $1 free shipping if you use the code Locked On at checkout. Next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew. It's Lou Gehrig Day, June 2nd. It's honoring the anniversary of the death of Lou Gehrig, and all of baseball is doing their best to honor Lou Gehrig and try to raise money for ALS research. And I got to tell you, I'm all for it. Remember the bucket challenge? What's the ice bucket challenge? You make the video and you dump the ice bucket on your head. Some people were trashing that it was getting to be, you know, too trite and everything like that. I don't care. It raised $200 million for ALS research. And ALS is, of course, Lou Gehrig's disease. So, do you want? Baseball is doing this. I love when baseball does the right thing. When baseball is on the right side of things, the kids who are suffering through ALS, anyone suffering through ALS, deserves all the research and all the help that they can possibly get. Lou Gehrig died on this day in 1941. And he died, of course, of the disease that is commonly named after him. Or did he? There is a New York Times report of an article published back in 2010 from the Journal of Neuropathology and Experimental Neurology. I have the copy. I already did the crossword. I'm sure my mom, who is a neuropsychologist, has read this as well. Paper was led by Dr. Ann McKee from Boston University. Okay. ALS has been associated with Lou Gehrig since he was diagnosed with it. However, there is a thought process that the head injuries that may have come about from playing baseball in the 20s and 30s, helmetless, banging on the ground and everything like that, may have caused as much of Lou Gehrig's issues as ALS. He may have been suffering from concussions, okay? And the fact of the matter is, ALS was relatively unknown at the time. All concussion protocols were unknown at the time. And many of the symptoms that were described seemed to match up what we're seeing when football players and other, you know, athletes are suffering from concussions. So while Lou Gehrig's celebrity and his notoriety and the fact that he is one of the most famous baseball players of all time certainly helps the research of ALS, and we're honoring him and everything like that, it might be ironic that it may be a misnomer. This whole movement towards concussions is relatively new. It used to be a sign of toughness to shake yourself off and, you know, just dust yourself off. You got your bell rung, but get out there. And of course, we've seen what has happened, the toll in football. But there's a toll that happened in baseball as well. Just because you aren't having a concussion every single play like you have in football doesn't mean your bell doesn't get rung. Doesn't mean you don't get rattled. Dust yourself and get back in there. A player who had the great, his reputation was based upon getting in there and playing every day, denotes the fact that he very well is probably a guy who didn't take any time off for injury and didn't get his injuries looked at. And if that had happened over a long period of time, some of the effects would resemble ALS, but actually be concussions. Which brings us to another part of Lou Gehrig's legend. which is Wally Pipp. And let's give Wally Pipp his credit, okay? Wally Pipp's part in baseball lore was he was the starting first baseman for the New York Yankees in the 1910s and the early 1920s. And when he was slumping and asked out of the lineup at one point, he was replaced by Lou Gehrig, and Lou Gehrig went on to not be taken out of the lineup until ALS, okay? And Wally Pipp became this kind of cautionary tale of don't ask out of work, don't skip a day, don't be a Wally Pipp, because a Lou Gehrig can come in there and take your job away. And it became this sort of kind of whimsical metaphor that he was, oh, if he was tough enough to stay in, he would still have his job. Don't be a Wally Pipp. Now, first of all, Wally Pipp was a tremendous player. I'm just going to throw, I know we're not supposed to look at runs batted in anymore, but in 1921 and 1923 and 1924, he drove in over 100 runs each year and did so with fewer than 10 home runs each year. He was an RBI machine, leading the league in triples in 1924, and was a key player when the Yankees won the 1923 World Series, which was the first World Series the Yankees ever won. He was part of the first three Yankee pennants and their first World Series title, which was 1923. And he had a wonderful year in 1924. He did slump, and he was taken out of the lineup by Miller Huggins in 1925. He was replaced by Lou Gehrig, who was a tremendous prospect. And then when Gehrig clearly had the job, his contract was sold to the Cincinnati Reds. And he played three more seasons with the Cincinnati Reds. And one season he played with the Reds, 1926, he was really good. He had a very good season his first year with the Reds. And then he had an okay next season. Then he didn't play much, or kind of played half a season in 1928. Then he was done. He was in his mid-30s. That's when most players retired back then. Now, he was initially benched because he was in a slump. The Yankees were in a slump, and manager Miller Huggins was kind of trying young players out instead. Now, Pipp was taken out, and Gehrig came in, but he also, keep in mind, he was going through some slumps, but he also was hit in the head by a pitch. Now, this wasn't as it was portrayed in Pride of the Yankees, that, oh, he was hit in the head by a pitch and Gehrig took his place right then. This was a couple of, a few weeks after Gehrig was being inserted in as a first baseman. But on July 2nd, he was hit in the head and was having issues focusing his eyes. He was having issues keeping himself healthy. And then with that, coupled with the arrival of Gehrig, was he didn't get a second chance with the Yankees. Gehrig was already in there. Which, of course, brings up the question. Did Wally Pipp have a concussion? There have been lots of instances where a manager tries to shake things up with the veterans by bringing in a young player to try to light a fire under their butt. And maybe he was trying to do that with Wally Pipp, who was 32 years old at the time, but was coming off a wonderful season. And may have been trying to say, hey, look, this guy could take your job. Maybe Pipp could have fought back and earned the job. Or maybe he was suffering from a GD concussion. And maybe the only thing I'm hoping that people do when Wally Pipp's name ever comes up as his part in American folklore is to cut him some slack. He didn't ask out because he was a wimp. That's the whole part of the Wally Pipp legend, is don't be soft and ask out because someone might take your spot. That sort of nonsense I want to be over with. But the fact of the matter is, Pipp was probably suffering from a concussion. His brain was probably rattled. So yeah, he had a fine career, won a World Series ring for his trouble, led the league in a couple of categories, and got the Yankees started in their World Series winning ways. So you say, hey, don't be a Wally Pipp. I'll say, like, hey, may we all have a career like Wally Pipp. what? If we all had a career like Wally Pipp, then we'd be a surefire bet. And if you want to make any bets, go to BetOnline. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the news, odds, and info on your favorite sports teams, including baseball, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs in the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Save your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. Promo code Locked On. Hey, look at that. We got a final in the Mets game today. The Mets topped the Diamondbacks 7-6. It looks like Pete Alonso was the big hero in the game. That game was 5-4 in the first inning. 5-4 in the first. That's just bananas. I'm sorry. That's strange. McCann hit a big home run in the first. Looked like the Mets were off to the races. And then it was Madison Bumgarner getting a base hit. Because once again, pitchers shouldn't be hitting. But, Bumgarner, who has pitched well recently, pitched really badly today. But the Diamondbacks came back to tie the game. But in the ninth inning, the Mets, thanks to Pete Alonso, got a base hit, and in comes the winning run. So the Mets and the Cubs, the two teams currently in first place, are, well, keeping their winning ways going. And maybe they'll meet in the division series. The winner goes to the league championship series. Other games going on today, the Rays and the Yankees are about to start playing, the Twins and the Orioles. Twins got to start winning soon. They got to start winning soon. Otherwise, they should start thinking about trading teams to the Cubs or the Mets. The Blue Jays are in Buffalo, and they're going to be off to the races. Let's see how Vlad Jr. does in that game. Braves also have to get their act together. I thought they were going to win the division handily, and they're sub 500, and it's June. I know there's time to turn around, but that whole turning it around thing better start pretty soon. Pivetta, Valdez, that's your matchup with the Red Sox and the Astros. Dee Pivetta is 6-0. I know we're not supposed to look at records anymore, and I don't think records really tell you that much, but it does tell me that he's actually been pitching in situations where the team is winning. The Rangers and the Rockies in a game that means absolutely nothing except for the people playing in the games, and it seems to be a shopping mall game. That's a game where the players are out there for the sole purpose of showing their value for trades. Martinez and Buehler are facing off as the Cardinals and the Dodgers. And Manaea and Flexen as the A's and the Mariners are facing off. Mariners are playing pretty well recently. They're back up to 500 right now. And let's see if they can get their act together. The A's, on the other hand, man, they sometimes look like they're going to win the World Series and sometimes look like a little league team. And that is the American League in a nutshell, and that's this episode in a nutshell. So go to the free and easy-to-use Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Locked On MLB for the second day of June 2021. Today, I feel like the luckiest podcaster on the face of the earth. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.